Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5.
Hey, good morning, Tuesday.
It's time for what we've all been waiting for today. Erez Barnea is here all the way from Israel.
Yes.
He moved to Los Angeles about a year ago. He has a full album out in Hebrew, but now he's working on his first English release.
Okay.
So this is the first single that he's dropped so far. It's part of an upcoming album. It's going to be all songs in English. It's called Dylan, and it's about one of his heroes.
You're in for a treat.
He's not playing that first. We're going to hear that later, but we're going to hear a live song. This is another song he's working on for the release called Passive Time.
Okay.
Then we'll chat with him a little bit, but let's just get right into it. Erez Barnea live at our Pearl Street studios. Take it away.
Wake up in the morning, raindrops falling down. The coffee's never helping to keep you on the ground. There's no children's laughter when winter comes to town. Happy ever after will ever come around. Tomorrow will be better, so they say. But what if I won't make it through the day? Directions, people passing by, a briefcase and a jacket will cut your wings to fly. I'm casting all the chains off, stripped down to the bone. There's nothing like a spotlight to make you feel at home. And all your friends are calling out your name. Life ain't nothing but a picture frame.
Ares Barnea live at KX93.5. That was an original song called Pass of Time. Welcome, brother.
Man.
All right.
Good stuff, brother. How are you guys doing? You're doing good. Good. Thank you.
Amazing. All right.
So
I'll just come closer to the mic.
You're going to have to lean in a little bit.
Yeah. Just lean on it.
That lyric, life ain't nothing but a picture frame.
That actually, this song I wrote together with my good friend Sarah Alexander. She's also a musician and an actress. And I mean, yeah, she helps me a lot to write songs because of the a little bit language barrier.
Okay.
As you tell.
I was just gonna ask you that. Okay, I know you're a Dylan fan. You're that song is like it's poetry, you know?
Right.
And I was thinking, how can you write that way with a second language, you know?
There's a lot of ideas running in my head, so
sometimes you run it
I
by.
Just yeah. yeah, I just translate it, and mm-hmm. sometimes she helps me.
Right,
you know,
Sarah Alexander.
Yeah,
shout out to Sarah.
Shout out to
if you're
Sarah.
Listening. Better listen.
Clearly, she's downloaded the app. Obviously, yeah.
It's a great song, very well written. Pass of Time. That's going to be on your forthcoming album that second. You're working on it, and it's going to be your second album. Your first one, your debut, is all in Hebrew.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it. What's the title of that album?
It's called Yaveshkan.
And that means?
Yaveshkan.
Means it's dry here.
Dry. As in not temperature dry.
Also temperature dry because Israel has a huge desert. But yeah, it's about
because it's
a few stuff.
Because marijuana is not legal there.
Right.
Yeah, man. It's been rough. We used to pay like $30 for a gram.
Right. Wow.
And you have to know someone that.
What's the penalty for getting caught with weed in
you can get arrested. You're not gonna be sent to jail most of the time, but like
it's yeah. pretty. But they make sure it's pretty unavailable, is what you're
yeah.
saying.
Yeah.
Right. And when you can't find any, it's dry here. That's
exactly.
what you say.
So that album was called The Yaveshkan.
And hence why you moved to Southern California.
Hell yeah. It's easier to get it around here. It's way better.
And he's written 500 songs since he arrived for some reason. Creativity's through the roof.
Yeah, we're really, really stoked on your new music. And we can't wait to hear the next song you're going to perform live is also in English. It's a forthcoming single. You released Dylan, that's your debut single
right.
In English, and we're going to hear that later, but when did you decide you wanted to come to California, move to the States, and pursue music here?
Well, first of all, my wife's from the Valley.
Okay.
So I met her in Israel, fell in love.
Yeah, and then she's like a magnet. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Women from the Valley are like a magnet.
Oh, yeah.
No matter where you are in the world, they draw you to them, man.
And I mean, it's also a lot more difficult to make it in music in Israel, especially when you play rock
okay,
or like right. protest songs or stuff like that.
Right. It's hard to get booked.
Yeah.
Right.
It's hard to make a living. And the crowd is smaller, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Here there's like millions of venues.
More right. opportunity.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Land of the free.
We've been having some great, you know, talent from Israel come through our studios. Like we were just talking about, you know, Nanette Taieb.
Yeah, she's amazing.
How she came through here when she had just moved to Los Angeles, and I know you know you're a fan of Stephen Wilson. They performed together,
right.
and as well as another Israeli singer, Aviv Geffen. They did Blackfield together. So there's right. just like tons of creativity in Israel, and I don't think we get enough of it here, right. especially. In like the mainstream,
right.
you know, music business here, we don't hear a lot of it. So,
in Israel, there's a lot of stuff to write about.
Right. Absolutely,
a lot of complaints. You know, like, I mean, I'm sure people here complain, but I don't know.
The
life there is more intense,
right?
Yeah,
you know?
You've turned complaining into an art form.
Exactly. Basically.
So your last show, where was it?
My last show, I actually performed in Hollywood in a place called the State Social House.
Oh, yeah.
Heard it's great a cool things. Venue, yeah.
Mm. It gets hot in there. It gets hot in that place, man.
I thought it was just that one time.
No, no.
I was sweating. I was about to take my pants off. And everybody, like,
you
people were starting walking out
because
it was too hot. Yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. They keep that place at a constant 112 degrees, man.
And I thought, because I was there before, and it just wasn't that hot. I don't know what happened that night.
Wow, I've never been there, so.
Maybe we're there on the same week. Who knows?
It's run by the bike room. Yeah. Go check that out.
Awesome. Right. But if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Israeli-born singer-songwriter Erez Barnea. He's now L.A.-based, and he's working on his first collection of songs for a forthcoming album that is all in English. You can go hear his debut album. It's in Hebrew, so go check it out. But we're going to hear another song. This is going to be your follow-up single to Dylan.
Yeah.
So this is what's coming out next, but it's as of now, it's unreleased. We're going to hear it here first.
It's called
a very Dylan-y song.
Independence Day, is that what we're talking about here?
It's about the Israeli Independence Day.
Right.
But
is Israeli Independence Day?
It's like in a Jewish calendar.
What date is it?
As we say.
What date is it?
The Jewish calendar is not sync with your American calendar.
Right.
But so it's about the Israeli Independence Day, but I'm sure you guys can find some similarities.
All right.
Okay.
About the situation around the world.
All right. Whatever. I'm going to be listening with an open mind. All right. Independence Day, new music by Erez Barnea, live at our Pearl Street studio.
Listen, finish your homework, eat all of your fries, 'cause one day, little son, you'll go to the army to fight all the enemies that surround your hometown. Three years of my life I gave to my country, the things that I saw would not leave my mind. And one day every year we honor the heroes who died for our country by eating dead cows. So happy Independence Day. Light some candles for the ones who died, and I'm still alive. Well, I never consider myself as a part of a party, and I'll never endorse politicians till they stop telling lies, 'cause the left wing still think that we live in the 60s, and the right wing are so lets me wanna cry. So happy Independence Day. Wish my pain will go away. Light some candles for the ones who die, and I'm still alive.
All right.
Well, I'm just a pawn in their game. That's what Bob said. The next war is who they'll call to be in front lines. Well, I'm not gonna die for some coward who lives in a mansion that sends me and my brothers to die in the name of his lies. So happy Independence Day. Wish my pain will go away. die. And we're still alive.
Woo! Yeah, yeah.
Eras Barnea live in studio, Independence Day.
Man, I like smart written music, smartly written. Man, that was just perfect.
So that's not a hit in Israel?
Wasn't released yet. But yeah, maybe it will.
Yeah, I bet it'll do well.
I actually wrote this one by myself, so.
So
it's not really a language barrier.
It's beautiful.
So I like how it mentions how you gave 3 years to your country, because that's a real thing. Can you talk about that? Because I know that in Israel, you have to go into the military,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right. So when you turn 18, after you finish high school, you go to the military. So men do 3 years, women do 2 years. And yeah, I served in, I was a combat fighter, special forces and all that.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm skinny and right. Blonde, blue-eyed and all that.
I'm not going to mess with right. you.
You don't, well, you don't,
no Krav Maga.
You don't sing Krav Maga. Like a combat fighter.
Yeah, well, yeah.
All right.
And you still, till you're 45, you were also serving reserve.
Okay.
So they can recall you.
So they can recall me.
Would you have to go? Would you go? If they recalled you from while you're here?
Probably, because the friends you make in the military are just, right. it's not from patriotism.
Yes, it's
like
you guys are brothers. You got each other's back.
Right.
Yeah.
Even if they called you for something you didn't politically agree with?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Wow.
Right. And it's very intense right now, because the prime minister and the government itself right now, I don't agree with them a lot.
Right.
Right. But,
well, they take a really hard right-wing conservative view to many things, I would imagine.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's probably one of the reasons it made me come to the States, you know. It's just not as intense, the life there.
Right.
The Israelis are just like everyone else, only more so.
Yeah.
Right? There's a little bit more intensity there.
Yeah. You know.
It's a super intense area of the world to begin with.
Yep.
And they, with their neighbors, you said, surrounded by my enemies just outside my house. Yeah. If I'm misquoting it, I'm sorry. But that's pretty much it, right?
Point.
That's pretty much what you're looking at on all sides.
All the countries around Israel are
right.
pretty much enemies. You
right.
know? There's some of them we have like a quiet peace, like a cold peace, as right. we call it.
Jordan.
Jordan, yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, throughout your whole life, when I was 10 years old, we had suicide bombers blowing right. up buses.
That's a daily reality for a 10-year-old kid in Israel.
You just walk around the street and you have to be aware all the time. You see kids here, they can't be left by themselves right. when they're 10, you know?
Right.
You have to have a nanny or a babysitter.
Right. They're walking across the street texting and stuff, not even paying attention to the world. And in Israel, you got to look out for bus bombs.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, I can't imagine. That's, wow. That's a whole nother world, whole nother game.
Let me switch real fast and go into Bob Dylan. So you're obviously, yes, we talked about a huge Bob Dylan fan.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And I took some pictures. We're going to upload them to our Facebook page a little bit later on. This guy reminds you of Bob Dylan as he plays and as he sings. Number one, your songs are beautifully written. Let me just say that.
And you've nailed the Dylan harmonica thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So the change from vocal to harmonica is flawless and Dylan-like, if I might say. And that's, I'll leave that alone.
Dylan-esque.
Stop the comparison.
Dylan-esque.
Right. I mean, the harmonica, the funny thing about an harmonica is, I don't think anybody learns how to play it. You just put it in mess around. And
I take one with me everywhere I go.
Just in case.
Just in case I need to entertain with a harmonica, but I can't play.
It's harder than it looks, people.
Oh.
But yeah, so your first single out here after your debut album is called Dylan.
Right.
You want to talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's probably my poppiest song. I came to California. It has kind of a California sound, I think.
Right.
And I don't know. It's just, I was thinking all the time that I want to be just like Dylan. So
right.
I had that quote in my mind. And then, like, I come to my producer, dude, we have to do this. I have a producer in Israel. His name is Shachar Eventzu. Okay. He's, like, a drummer in one of the biggest rock bands in Israel. Their name is Monica Sex.
Okay.
And he's also an amazingly talented musician. He's a genius. So all of our work was I come with the lyrics and the guitar,
mm-hmm.
and he'll build a whole world right. on it.
That's what you need in a producer. And that's, yeah, what, man, that's what you need, know, man.
Made my life easy.
Are you working together remotely or
right now? In, yeah.
Yeah. Right now. Okay.
Right now I record, like, I do vocals and guitar and I send email that to him and he does his magic.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And you released that on Dylan's birthday, if I'm not
exactly.
mistaken, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm excited to hear it. We're going to let you go in a minute. So can you let our listeners know where they can find you online, where the best place to follow you would be?
Of course. I'm on Instagram and Facebook and Spotify and Apple Music, etc. My name is Erez Barnea, and I would love if you guys join my journey and... That's it.
Well, I got to just throw it in here, man. It's good to not only have great musicians in the studio, but substantive conversations as well.
We had the coolest conversations with him before. Like, you were here early, which is a shock to us. No musician has ever been here that early. And we had incredible conversations with you before
Russian,
we went on air.
Both on
I'm
and
also Russian, so I have to be... on time, all the time, you know, the Russian education. Better be early than late, you know?
Yeah, I think I think the first line of the last song was, the day I was born, I was ordered to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I get it.
There you go.
Well, man, we've just loved having you here.
Thank you. We hope to have you back in Laguna soon.
Yeah, for sure. Don't be a stranger, man.
All right. Erez Barnea,
thank you so
everyone.
Much.
Here is his latest. It's called Dylan.
Singing, doing it like Bobby does. So let me hear you once again scream those lyrics.